if you would say sort of where you find the footage for this, where you found the footage for this film, and how did you select the images?
The footage for The Future came out of a shopping bag, but what was really interesting is it came out of several different shopping bags, and it came over quite a period of time. And when I first got it, I was planning on a suburban trilogy, and I saw this beautiful black and white, it was a 16mm original, pretty much unscratched, very beautifully exposed. And I was amazed, and it was about Europe, and it was from Europe, and it was two girls. And a lot of my work is about women, sexuality, femaleness. So that was very applicable. And even in this idea of the suburban trilogy, what I was focusing on was the idea that so many different ethnic groups come to America and come to the suburbs, and in some ways they assimilate, they become American. And so as I was looking at this footage, I thought, this could be great. This could be like the past for what I already had, that 50s material, and I thought this could be like the farther past. And give one the dimension of what it means to come to America for freedom or release or safety. And so I thought, great. And then about a month or 2 months later, I got some more footage. And when I put it on, sure enough, the family had come to America. Now, I was feeling like life was imitating art at that point, when if I thought a little bit further, I would have realized if I had the footage here in the States, obviously they'd come to the States at one point. But in my initial viewing, it was all of Europe, and I sort of was fantasizing that they had come to the States. Sure enough, they did.
Can I ask you then, because you've taken sort of factual or real footage and you've created a fictional story out of it, yet it sounds like it has some relevance to what really happened in this family. But can you talk a little bit about that relationship between fact and fiction?
Right. A lot of my work plays with this kind of place between fact and fiction, and or maybe their mixed identity. And when you think about it, when you look at a fiction work from the 30s, you see Fred Astaire say, there's a level in which it's ethnography, it's a document. You see people's clothes, you see how they move, you see certain social mores. So, I've always thought, wouldn't it be fantastic to have a film, of the time of Jesus, the Crusades, or, just to get the reality of that through film would be so amazing. So I think there's a level in which fiction is always a document. And then alternatively, that documentaries, and there's lots of ethical discussion of this, that when you document something, once you edit it, you're twisting what's, the reality can never be contained. It's articulated, it's fabricated. It is a kind of fiction. So I'm kind of going from those kinds of ethical and aesthetic distinctions. And then for me, there's a kind of joy in that ambiguity, because maybe I see it all the time in life and how we present things. I like this idea of slippage, and maybe I'll use another word here as well, is an ellipsis. Is the kind of ellipsis of how we look at the world. I feel like you look at the world and you see things, but I always feel there's something on the side of it. There's something behind me. There's something under it, and there's a fascination in the part we get and the part that's hidden. And I think that's always present in home movies. I think that's why we identify with them, is we see the people, but we don't really know quite what they're thinking, and we don't know what's outside the frame. Is it the father? Is it the mother? Did they just have an argument? Because we kind of present for the camera in a specific way. So I think that sense of ellipsis or covert, one of my films is called Covert Action, and I always think of that behind home movies there's a kind of covert nature. So that was one of the large fascinations with it. I also think it's like the essence of fiction. You look at something and you imagine what's going on, but you may not know. And so I remember looking at this footage and feeling like I could make up stories about this footage. It was so elusive and resonant at the same time. You felt like you knew these children, but what were really the circumstances? And because it was in Europe, and because the true years were 31 to, I think it's actually 38, I made it in my film to 39, that they left, to me, it seems natural that this must be that they left because of the war. And at that point, I am Jewish myself, and my family were all here. They weren't left in Europe during the war. So it's not a personal story that way, but it's certainly an emotional story that is part of, you know, maybe all of us in America, but certainly my family feels, you know, I grew up with a sense of a thought about this issue. So that these children seem, and they seemed to potentially embody this mask on history. And at the same time, it's like life goes on. So they have this lovely joy about them, and then there's this history that's contiguous with their time that's erased. And I thought, oof, it would be wonderful to bring that history to the surface. Because once again, that's kind of like a contradiction between this serious history and this joyful childhood. And I think that contradiction is a really good space for us to be as citizens, if you will, and as artists. And it's fun for me. I mean, that for me is a really pleasurable space to think about. So those are some of the things I was thinking when I decided to do it.